Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for being here tonight. This is Chef Gerardo. I'm happy to be here on Foodomania. So good to be back after almost 3 months off since July 17th is our last show live. And since then, you've been getting the reruns and playbacks of a lot of the old shows. We're beginning our 10th season. It's hard to believe that this show started about 9 years ago. And information I gave out in this morning's show was that there's over close to 175 episodes, roughly, almost 180 episodes over our seasons, and they range so many different categories. And unfortunately, because of the technical difficulty, that some of you regular fans are probably seeing that the call-in phone number is different. There's a few changes to the way Facebook or where I'm posting, you know, the shows gets shown. But there's a change that happened that was really scary. It's very interesting that the host of my show, meaning the company that I stream with, and they're called Blog Talk Radio. They're based out of Brooklyn, New York. And I just found out, strangely enough, I didn't really even realize that until a couple of years after I started the show. But what's really amazing is they moved to a new location. They've greatly expanded their facility, and from what I understand. And in the process, they had some sort of rules of the shows that if certain things were inactive for a certain period of time, what they would do is they would only give you a certain amount of storage availability. Well, for some reason, I got fell through the cracks, and because of bad communications and changes of hosting and email addresses, my notifications never came to me because I'm really on that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, my studio, that has to be run on a calendar schedule. You know, so many different things going on at different times. That has to do with subscriptions and renewals and information return to some of our listeners, different things like that. And in this situation, it fell through the cracks. So unfortunately, about 60 shows have been lost. And now when I say lost, they were taken off their server. So now when you go to my library on Blog Talk and you go to try to listen to a show, it's still posted. It all looks like it's there. The graphics are there, the information, but the audio files aren't. So what's ended up happening is I always make a backup recording of all my shows. And in uncovering this information and recently being able to reboot an older storage drive that I've used for the Foodomania series, I was able to get a friend of mine. I tried a couple of different technicians that I work with, and nobody was able to make it happen. And then a friend of mine who is like computer hobbyist, I told, you know, we were just having a conversation. I was talking to him about like a couple of laptops and MacBooks that froze on me during a power surge. Both of them went out at the same time. I haven't been able to retrieve information. And he said, let me tell you something. I'll do some research. And he called me at home a couple of days later and told me that he, you know, that's what he did for a hobby. I've known this guy for 20 years. I never knew that. We're not really close friends, but we're friends and we see each other. Yeah, I would say we've seen each other every other month for 20 years. And every 2 or 3 months. And he filled me in and told me that he had a piece of equipment, and I had heard about this before, But my tech has the same equipment and wasn't able to deal with it. But he had a piece of equipment. He told me, you know, he could take out the hard drives in my pieces of my gear, which I'd already had pulled, and that I very good possibility I could connect this device to one of my computers and then install the hard drive from laptops, and with a little bit of luck, he may be able to read the information on there. And he told me, Stuart, this piece of machinery has bailed out people when everything else failed. And I said, well, I hope I'm one of those people. And I honestly have to say I didn't expect to be one of those people at all. I thought I would just be one of the ones that it just never worked out. All right, long story short, I have the device, and I had other things going on during the last, you know, two and a half months. And I kept everything was set up, and I just said, I'll get to it today, I'll get to it tomorrow. And I just never got to it. I knew I was taking a hiatus. And then it finally hit me. I realized that my listeners had been starting to email me and saying that there was technical problems and they couldn't. The biggest thing that I had did the 50th Beatle anniversary of coming to the United States Foodomania show, which is a really great show. And I thought of all the shows I did so many great ones, my Graham Kerr series with the Galloping Gourmet, so many different shows, which luckily I had copies of. This is the one that I thought, oh, my gosh, out of the 100 and some odd shows that had been lost, that 60 of them I think had been lost, this is the one that was also lost. And I said, oh, it was such a great show. I talked about just imagine what the Beatles like to eat and based on my knowledge of the Beatles. And we actually prepared 5 items in that show, things that the Beatles would like: fish and chips, scones, jam buddies, which is like a piece of sort of nice home-baked bread with butter, nice churn butter. Sometimes they put a little jam on it. Just little really basic, simple things, but we really did have the show's theme, and the vibe of the show is like it was 1964, and we were just, we had a great time. And it's one of the most highly listened to shows. It had something, I think over 14,000 listens, which was great. And, you know, this was several years ago, so the show has grown a bit, but 14,000 people listening to one broadcast was pretty cool. Now, anyway, long story short, I was able to hook up this piece of equipment, and guess what? I was able to retrieve most of the shows. I would say probably 40%, 50%. So, anyway, it's being installed back on the library, and you have to do it a certain way. So it takes it's in real time. So you have to basically upload them pretty much in real time first, and then once you plant them up on the cloud, it'd be another, you know, hour or so per show. So I've been doing a few a day. And as you go for looking for things, if there's something that you try to go listen to and you can't see it or it won't read or anything, just shoot me an email and I will be able to take care of it hopefully fairly quickly. But thank you for the loyalty and thank you for listening to their shows. And I'm excited that I didn't completely lose all of them. But you know what? We've done a lot of new shows since then, and I'm so excited about this 10th year, 10th season. You know, I've announced, said also on the early show today that we'll start broadcasting via video a week from this Friday. So in 2 weeks from this, a week from this coming Friday. So that's 10 days from now. It'll be Friday, the Friday noon show every week. Once a week will be a live video feed. And during those feeds, you're going to have a whole bunch of different great things happening. Some of them will take place in the kitchen. Some will take place in the garden. Some will take place in the recording studio and video studio, which is really fun. And you'll be able to see the process of how the show comes together. And then the fourth component is I've lined up a few cooking sessions at a few different places. We're going to be broadcasting from Nona Luisa Restaurante in a few weeks. We'll also be at a couple of other local restaurants around the Skagit Valley. Even though it's COVID, we will do it safely, and so you'll be being able to be inside the kitchen with me and a couple of different fantastic chefs and owners to continue the Foodomania stuff. Anyway, so that's the kind of update on some of the news there. There's good things going on. You know, I made a specific decision to try to stay as cool as possible during these broadcasts and not get into politics. And, you know, I spent one of the reasons, honestly, that I took the break is it was so absolutely absorbed in the news cycle and things that were going on, and it was actually starting to make me a little nuts. And so what was happening is some of the shows, if you listen to a few of the shows before the break, you'll definitely see and listen that I was definitely getting a little peed off at so many different things. The series of shows during the shutdown, since the March shows, were all dedicated to not only food, but for the most part, food service workers and fellow restaurant owners and workers, and trying to deal with unemployment and trying to set up different connections for people to get back to work. And that's what I dedicated my time to. And I really started to express certain political feelings about stuff. And there's so many podcasts these days, and so many people doing some really great shows, and a lot of them are mostly interviews. But unfortunately, the subject of the current state of our world always comes up. And I know I've told people, you know, you can always write me. And I did get several letters during the last summer months from people, you know, just telling me their stories and thanking me for connections. I've gotten a couple of people that were a little angry that I decided to take a break, but I really needed to do it. I needed to get clarity on it. I needed to think really about their priorities right now, which, of course, are everybody's health. So much has changed in the last 5 or 6 months as far as people, you know, getting their restaurants and getting their businesses and getting their life set up in a way of having be able to protect themselves. And we're really lucky here in Washington State because we've been holding our own, even though there are some reported, you know, cases on a daily basis. There are almost very few deaths, thank God. And we're evidently in fairly decent shape as far as, you know, all the equipment and things that we do need. But the only thing I'll say about everything right now, in the reality of all this negative energy and all this sort of propaganda, I guess is the best word, that's really coming out on the airwaves these days, especially in realistic terms, everybody's very frustrated, and we all are. I am, you know, this is we never expected that we'd have to make such adjustments in such a short period of time. And those of us who are older, we can deal with a lot of it because, you know, we've had to make great sacrifices. We've lived longer. And maybe we've had a tremendous amount of good and bad of experience in our lives so far. So we can maybe see a different picture, seeing these changes as not being so threatening. And but then again, I also know a lot of people who are, you know, in the older groups that are really frustrated, that are really, really starting to get a little bit of drinking a little bit of the Kool-Aid, as I like to say, and starting to become a little adamant about some of the precautions that we have to take for all of our own lives right now. And I understand that frustration. I don't like the antagonists. I don't like people screaming at each other, getting really picky. And, of course, you're going to get the people that are going to just totally refuse to cooperate, whether it be social distance on a checkout line at the grocery store, which there are more and more people, in, you know, not following that six-foot rule. And then there are people not wearing the masks, of course. But where I am on the island, I'm very lucky to say that I don't run into that very often. Most people did, and especially being in a restaurant, people are, generally speaking, being pretty good. Okay, I guess the point I really want to try to make about all this is that I'm going to say three things. Number one, please wear your mask. Please wash your hands. This is all the first part of this is one thing. So wash your hands, wear a mask, socially distance. Don't take anything for granted. Don't be shy about asking people if you invite people to your house where they've been, if they're okay. Be okay. Anybody you know not okay. You still have to maintain that. And the reality of it, and the second thing I want to talk about, is that they do expect some spiking happening in the winter and late fall. And you know, we have to be prepared to say, okay, it probably is going to happen, so we have to be a little bit more careful. And you're going to hear dual sides of this argument like crazy over the next 35 days. And why do I talk about 35 days? Well, here's why. Because there's an election coming up on November 3rd. I'm just hoping that everybody out there gets a chance to spend a half hour over the next couple of days to look at your voting plan. If you're going to do a mail-in, if you're going to do a long-distance ballot, start preparing yourself for it. Find out if you have everything that you need in order to do it. Everything has a register link right now. Facebook, any of the most social media platforms, you can literally go to so many sites and actually register. If you haven't registered, it's time to do it. Now, if you have kids that are voting maybe for the first time, let's say if you have children between 18 and 30, and that's a good average of people. Some kids are still at home. They're still living close by. Maybe they're single. Maybe they're newly married. It's really important to communicate to them, to let them know how important it is to vote. Don't tell them who to vote for. They're old enough to sort of look and see, hopefully, what their choices might be, but just make sure they just go through the process, okay? It's really, really important. That was the third thing. All right, so I've spent half of the show talking about catching you guys and girls up, telling you the three major things, that I just said: being healthy, be smart, and please register to vote and take it seriously. And I hope you'll all do that. All right, we're going to take just a few minutes, play a little bit of music, and then I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. So don't go anyplace. We'll be right back. you for Rhonda E. for singing that song, Mirrors of Shame. All right, we're back. So tonight I was noticing a couple of different things about this time of the year. And if you go into our archives, there's a show called Putting the Garden to Bed. And tomorrow's show, just to let you know, will be our I'm not going to replay it. I'm going to redo it because that's one of the shows that I'm reloading onto the library. But we're going to do Putting the Garden to Bed 2020. And tomorrow we'll be talking and making, giving you some tips on how to shut things down. I'm hoping to have Rhonda E. with us tomorrow as a special guest who is the gardening green thumb extraordinaire and who is that beautiful voice you just listened to a couple minutes ago. And we'll be talking about how to rake it away, how to start tearing things down, how to get the most out of your perennials, and how to get your food, things that, you know, you've grown this year, and how to try to retrieve and get seeds in order for the next year's planting, which, trust me, as time is going, it is going to happen quickly. I'm so happy I was able to harvest a lot of my own tomatoes, and I was also, a friend of mine let me go into their tomato field, so to speak, and just take everything that was left, everything I could carry. They were done for the year. They just wanted me to have them because they know I'll be turning it into pomodoro pilati, which is when you take the whole tomatoes and you blanch them and then you remove the skin and you, you know, clean them up a little bit and you put them into jars and either put them in the pantry and, you know, nicely, freshly and safely canned, or you can also freeze them, which I do. I'm just about finished up with tomatoes from last summer, my San Marzanos for pizzas I've been making during the year. Actually, I am done. I think I got maybe a couple of pizza pies worth of tomatoes left, but the new ones are still, I'm just one of those people that likes to use the old stuff first. But I am very excited this weekend. I'll be making on Sunday's show, we'll be making a pizza together. It'll be you won't see a video of it. You'll see pictures of it online, but I'll be taking you through the process. And the funny thing is, the first part of the show, we'll be making the dough, and then the evening part of the show, we'll actually be making it together, and you'll be set up with your set. I'll give you three different methods of how to cook it, and whatever one works for you, and we'll all be cooking it at the same time. And then people are supposed to, since hopefully the cooking process works according to the recipe, and we start that in the beginning of the show. The first show, we'll be prepping everything, and the next show, we'll be actually ready, set, cook. And then we will have some live call-ins of people taking bites of their pizza and letting me know and letting our audience know how delicious it is. Anybody can participate in that. So I'll give you more information during the course of the week, and you'll get your little shopping list together. Now, I'm not going to have people, you know, make every single thing from scratch, but I'll give you the basic dough recipe and the basic tomato recipe. The rest is just the cheese and a few toppings. And I'm going to try to do it so most people have enough time to get everything together. And we'll all cook pizza. We'll have a mass pizza cooking show where everybody will cook and we'll just share our incredible excitement and feelings about it. And that's what we'll do. You know, anybody that's been listening to this show knows me, knows that I just got one message from a person who, Roseanne, I guess. Roseanne is a longtime listener. She says, Stuardo, please let your freak flag fly. Okay, and that would be a reference to a David Crosby song from the 70s that they referred to long hair as a freak flag. Let your hair grow, let it bounce in the wind. Then she goes on to say, your opinions and your suggestions have been incredibly helpful to me and my family. I would really hope that you don't hold back in certain times of talking about things that are really critical. People expect kind and gentle way, even when you're telling somebody to F off. Okay, well, it's very rare that I tell anybody to F off, but I know in listening to some of those shows before we took our hiatus, I would say the last week of those shows could be historic. I'm not going to promote it because I did it. I kept them up. I didn't pull them down. I don't edit things. It's all done live. Screw ups and everything. And I don't think I screwed up, but I definitely stated some opinions. But I have to tell you, it's gotten a lot worse in a lot of levels since the July shows. So I think, Rose, thank you for your feedback, and I appreciate your listenership. I will be behaving myself, but you'll listen in. See, this will give you incentive to listen in to figure out when is Chef Stuart going to lose it again? When am I actually going to, you know, get crazy? But I will, because there's so many crazy things that are going on right now that, you know, but I'm not going to see. I slipped myself back into that conversation. And the only reason I'm having is because this is a message that just came through the chat as we're doing our show. And it's okay. Okay, so I will do some kind of a commentary during the week of current state of affairs. And by the way, when I feel something is really incredibly important and everybody needs to know it for better health and better mind and better spirit, I will be the first one to get on the air and say so. I did the three things earlier in the show. Wear your mask. Do all the sanitary requirements necessary. Make sure you keep your distance. And if you're having people to come to your house, make sure you get a little history on them. And don't be shy about it. Just say, look, where you been? Are you okay? Do you know anybody that's had this? It's the only way we're going to keep this thing, you know, in check. All right? And as far as the politics of everything, most people know where I stand on that. Vote, please. Register to vote and vote. It's the only way things are going to change. Get it? All right. Well, listen, I've had a really good time yapping away at you all tonight. I wanted to say earlier that the International Space Station, as you know, many of you listeners know, I've actually even done shows where I was actually observing it. We were doing it together. I gave you coordinates. People, we all sort of were watching it together. People were commenting on it. And a lot of people got really excited because they'd seen something in the sky. Maybe they thought it was a plane, but they never realized that there are actually schedules where you can look up in the sky on a clear night and pretty much see it every single time. Now, this is the time of year that it's a little bit more realistic. So for the next month, you'll be able to check the station out maybe once in the evening, but it'll be mid-evening, so it'll be 8 o'clock, maybe 8:30, 9. But, you know, as the season changes, when we first started doing the space station observation on Foodomania, the flights were much later. Sometimes the first one was only, you usually get 2 to 3 a night. And they were ranging from anywhere from 11 o'clock at night till 3 or 4 or 5 in the morning. Now, a lot of people set their alarms and got up to see it. And I've gotten, I've gotten probably over 100 emails about how exciting it was, especially for their kids, because you can pull out your compass, you can do a countdown, and pretty much to the pinpoint of the minute, you will see this beautiful little thing emerge from darkness and fly pretty much right over your head in most cases. And everybody thought that was so cool. I went on a short vacation, a family sort of vacation about a month ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, a month ago, I guess. We were gone for 4 days and we were down south on another island right on the beach. We had a beautiful house right on the beach. And we stayed there for 4 days, I believe. And there were 2 flyovers during the time there. And my good friend's daughter, she's 14 and a half years old, who'd been really, really in isolation for so many months. And just really, it was so great to get her out to the beach again. And her and I were famous for doing our bike rides. But she's kind of, as she's getting older, she wants to do less and less of that. I was able to get her to see the space station. I was so excited. And she got up. And it was 4:20 in the morning. She actually got up, and it was so great. All right, look, time to go. I'm really glad that you've all tuned in, and I'll look forward to tomorrow. It's another day, and we'll be on the air at noon, and I'll be here. Good night, everybody. It's Chef Stuarto. Remember, chefstuarto@hotmail.com gets your messages to me, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S as in Sam, T-U-A-R-T-O, @hotmail. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at noon. Thank you.